Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 12:30 here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Our top story, pro-Palestine rallies continue more than 2 weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. People in Malaysia gathered on Friday to once again denounce the decision. Prime Minister Najib Razak also attended the rally and addressed the protesters. He said Malaysia will do all it can to save Jerusalem al-Quds and that he will not be cowed by the U.S. Earlier, Jordanians took to the streets in solidarity with Palestinians. They also hailed Thursday's vote at the U.N. that rejected the U.S. decision on Jerusalem al-Quds.
The General Assembly is now voting on draft resolution A/ES-10/L22 entitled Status of Jerusalem.
Draft resolution A/ES-10/L22 is adopted.
Well, the draft resolution that had been co-sponsored by Muslim, Arab, and Latin American countries was approved by a decisive vote of 128. Nine members voted against the motion, including the Israeli regime, the U.S., and a number of small countries, 35 countries among them, Mexico, Benin, Croatia, and the Czech Republic, abstained. The resolution, which is non-binding, has called for the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump to withdraw its decision to recognize Al-Quds as Israel's capital. Addressing this session, Iran's ambassador to the U.N. strongly condemned as reckless the U.S. decision on Jerusalem Al-Quds, saying it shows Washington's lack of respect for the rights of Palestinians.
The Israeli occupation lies at the center of all crises and conflicts in the Middle East and beyond, a fact which has long been acknowledged by the United Nations. The appalling tragedy and the old wound of our region in the past 100 years, which began with the conspiracy of the Balfour Declaration, has entered a new phase with the politically incorrect, illegal, and unlawful promise of the U.S. President to move the American Embassy to the holy city of Al-Quds.
Ghulam Ali Khosrow stressed that the U.S. has been shielding Israel at the U.N. by abusing its veto power. He added that Israel's expansionism and occupation is a clear violation of international law. Iran's U.N. envoy further said the U.S. is trying to legitimize the Israeli occupation and crimes against Palestinians. Iran's foreign minister also reacted to the U.N. General Assembly's vote to reject Washington's recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the vote was a resounding global no to Washington's thuggish intimidation at the U.N. Lecturer and political commentator Mr. Glenn Deason joins us now from Oslo. Sir, welcome to the program. Let's start off with your thoughts on the U.N. General Assembly vote and what it means.
Well, I guess it was very much to be expected that the U.N. General Assembly would deliver such a clear rejection of the U.S. unilateral recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel only. So again, with a 128-9 vote with 35 abstaining, it's a very brutal isolation of the United States, even by some of its core allies, South Korea, Japan, who very much depend on the U.S. for their security at a time of crisis. So this is a very, big defeat for the United States, and also the overwhelming rejection of the United States happened even despite Washington's threats of retaliation by withholding aid and essentially punishing countries that would vote against it. So I would argue that the two-state solution and the peace process has been an illusion for quite some time. We talk about peace and settlement, however, gradually the Palestinians lose more and more land. So However, this is significant beyond this, as I think the United States has discredited itself as being a neutral mediator. And furthermore, the entire pretense of seeking a two-state solution appears to have been abandoned here. So I also think there's a broader global significance, as this is an example of how the United States is losing its international standing in the world by pursuing this very unilateral approach under the America First banner. So I can appreciate the dilemma for the United States as a great power in decline and seeing its global hegemony falling apart. It has essentially two options. It can either stand by or do nothing, or try to reassert its authority by taking the lead and essentially forcing other countries to follow. But it seems to have backfired, because by doing this, they risk having the international community turn around them, and as in this case, have become isolated. So we've seen this many times over the last 2-3 years. We saw the same with the Chinese when they established the new Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, all its allies jumping aboard. So it is in broader global context. It's about the United States in decline as well. And another problem from this would be the U.S. credibility in terms of upholding international agreements seems to be coming under fire as well. Again, the United States has broken many agreements with Russia over the years. And now with Iran, there's an attempt as well to nullify the nuclear agreement. And now we see essentially the agreement over Jerusalem being contested. So this is definitely fragmenting the West as having one voice and
indeed
causing an internal split.
Thank you very much, sir. Lecturer and political commentator Glenn Deason joining us from Oslo.